Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
You're here to sell the church, ain't you?
The fact is, you had 12 people in that church today.
Jesus had 12 people. He done all right, didn't he?
Refugees searching to find a new home.
What do you think will happen to them when we leave?
Let's keep them in our prayers and ask for God's help.
Aren't you God's hope?
From a seed of faith grows hope.
I think God spoke to me. He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
That voice you hear, be sure it's God's voice, not your own.
Starring John Corbett.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's got a lot of interesting things to get to today, and I hope that you'll be with us for the full time. When we are done later this hour, I want to highlight someone who I felt like really got it right last night in a big, big way. But we start with all the headlines that are breaking news this afternoon. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Kevin McCullough, Big Friday, and we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. That's why I hope that you'll stay with us for the full time. Lots of news, by the way, that's not getting reported because the people in the media are obsessing about one or two things. And that's why I feel like it's important that we acknowledge and that we deal with some of the bigger stories that are being reported out there. And yes, I will touch on the NFL, and yes, I can. You know, we'll get to one of the more interesting stories of the day, even though it's not significantly newsworthy in terms of how many people it affects. I think it makes a statement about the culture of our current situation personally. But I do want to let you know about a couple of big headlines. It appears that, you know, with all, and this might lend itself to why what I'm about to tell you here matters. President Trump's brand new approval rating is up to 45%. And that's in the daily tracker that's tracking it day to day for the last number of well, since he's been in office. So he's popped up to 45%. That's much higher than where he's been in recent weeks. And so I ask myself the question, why? I think part of it is he has provided tremendous leadership in the wake of four hurricanes. Puerto Rico is the toughest one that we're having trouble getting the relief and the other things for thus far. But he has, I would say, nearly flawlessly provided the relief to the different regions that have been impacted. And he's gone on the ground to see for himself the work being done. That's what a leader does, by the way. They go and they get firsthand reports and they make decisions based on the information that they're given. But he's also now announced the formal initiation of the tax reform package that he wants to see passed, and he's going to be dealing with that over the next few months. But he's also done some other things. According to today's Washington Post, Eugene Volokh, the famed law professor, is citing two nominations to the Fifth Circuit that are just about unbelievable in terms of how good they are. Jim Ho and Justice Don Willett are the two nominations. Mr. Volokh writes that he's known Jim Ho for nearly 20 years. Thoughtful, former Supreme Court clerk, Texas Solicitor General, co-chair of the leading law firm Gibson Dunn's Appellate and Constitutional Law Practice Group. A really good choice. He says, I don't know the Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett well personally, but I've thought his judicial opinions have been interesting and thoughtful, and the times I've met him, I've likewise been much impressed. Both of these judges seem to be strict constructionists, which what that means is that they look at the words and they say that the words on the paper mean something, and they draw their meaning from the words as written. They don't go, to a sentence that says the sky is blue and the grass is green and say that it could mean that the sky is, hazel polka dot and the grass is, a sick color of neon red, which is about as twist worthy as what some of the activist judges on the bench have been doing. There's a plain meaning to the text. What they do is they just insert whatever they want, and then they say, this is what I drew from that because it had some other larger meaning that I was trying to understand. Sometimes it just means the sky is blue and the grass is green. But sometimes simple understanding of basic words escapes many of our leaders in many sectors of our lives, be it government, home, school, church. And the simpler we are in understanding with clarity what the meaning is, the better we all are. So if he's put two judges up for the Fifth Circuit that are going to be this forthright in terms of their legal explanations and decisions that they make on cases, this is a huge, huge win for the base of the people that voted for Donald Trump. I know there's some concern that a lot of his initial advice or his most conservative advisors are no longer in the White House, but there continues to be a streak of good success on some of the most important issues. And I will tell you the main reason for me that he was such an obvious choice that was different than the other option was the issue of judges. I wanted a judge on the Supreme Court immediately that was going to replace the vacancy of Mr. Scalia. I would like my future Supreme Court justices to mirror those ideas. Many places where they look for future Supreme Court justices is the appellate courts. And he's got a lot of vacancies on appellate courts across the country that he can fill. And the fact that he has taken these two on the Fifth Circuit and done as well with them as he has, I think is really praiseworthy. So I'm looking forward to see, how he continues to fill out the rest of the judicial roster. But he gets an A++ on not nominations to date so far. Okay, there's a couple of other things that I wanted to make sure that we get to today. On the front page of the Post this afternoon, there is an interesting argument that is being made about whether or not war with North Korea is a real possibility. And there's a new report out that says that it actually is. This was put out by the RUSI report, Royal United Services Institute. But they say a protracted war between the U.S. and North Korea is now a real possibility. This is a British think tank, my bad. Casualties in the conflict would likely reach the hundreds of thousands if no nuclear weapons were used. There could be far-reaching consequences for the global economy involving sustained disruption of vital supply chains and markets. Pyongyang could strike first if it believes the U.S. planning a surprise attack, or Washington could draw first blood if the rogue regime test fires missiles near Guam or California. The report is not saying that war is likely, but that the possibility or probability of war is an uncomfortably real prospect. If this war is launched, it will not be surgical or short. Now, I don't really understand why they're coming to that conclusion when one of the best suggestions I've heard in the last number of weeks is that if an actual missile is fired into actual combat from Pyongyang, that really one of the best responses that we could have is an extremely surgical response, where we take one of our missiles and we shove it back down the missile cavity that it came from. Because, you know, with satellites and all the technology that's there, we can tell you exactly where his missile fired from. And what you do is you not only stop that missile mid-flight, we got to use our latest technology, then you send one of our missiles back to destroy the launching pad that it came from. And every time they fire another missile, you surgically hit only the missile silo that it was fired from. And if you do that, they may fire 3, 4, 5 missiles and try to begin something. But you're literally pounding their missile ability into the ground with every single launch that they put off. Now, there would be some collateral damage, but it wouldn't be near the damage that you would have if you just started bombing their country. And if you were able to, pretty much destroy their missile capacity, what are they going to launch against the rest of the world? They're not going to be able to put their army on ships and take them across the sea and invade California or Hawaii. So really, for them, it is an issue of killing their technology. You kill their ability to make that trouble. That I would argue against the Royal United Service Institute's report, that it is not necessarily the idea that this war would be short and unsurgical. I think it could be very surgical, and I think that it actually could be over in a matter of minutes, not even days or weeks. And I think that that's probably what needs to happen. We probably shouldn't do anything unless they fire an actual missile at something of ours, one of our allies, one of our territories, one of our states, one of our ships, one of our aircraft. But if they do that, we go take that place out that it launched from, and you shove a missile right back down the silo it came from, and you blow that thing to smithereens. You're going to have low collateral damage, and a lot of times you're not going to have any civilians or anything anywhere near it. And I think it makes it, I don't know, a little more of a chess game, but I think we would win that one pretty quick. All right, Kevin McCullough, I want you to stick around to the end of the broadcast today because a very touching and dangerous moment from last night's football game I need to address. Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Two stabbings, two crime scenes just blocks apart in Midtown Manhattan.
The first one, a driver stabbed on 50th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. The other on 54th and Park when a man on a bike slashed a man in the chest.
What is going on in our city? Why are we dealing with this? You got the kids that were stabbed earlier this week. You got these stabbings from yesterday. And what is the mayor doing about it? Can there be something done about it? Let's ask the woman who would like to replace Mayor de Blasio. She is running for the office of mayor as the Republicans' nominee, but also she has the endorsement of the Conservative Party, and she may have received another line or two since we last spoke. The last time she was with us, we were together at Giardino d'Oro in Lower Manhattan. But Nicole Malliotakis, welcome back. Good to have you.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
When you hear the headlines of the last couple of days and you see these very bold, violent crimes take place on the streets of New York, knowing that you want to be mayor, what runs through your head when you hear those stories?
Well, you know, I've been saying for a while now that we have serious issues relating to crimes, especially sex crimes in our city. But as we're seeing here, there's really an issue with mental illness as well. Many of the crimes that we read about, the most egregious, the police officer that was assassinated was done by somebody who was schizophrenic. the FDNY EMT that was run over and killed was someone who was also mentally ill, had six psychiatric visits on his record in addition to 30 prior arrests. You read about the homeless mentally ill who are, you know, slashing somebody on the subway or stabbing someone with scissors outside the Salvation Army. This is part of an issue that the city of New York has turned a blind eye to. And I've been talking about throughout my campaign. It's actually one of my core pieces. And I put forward a plan to deal with the mentally ill in our city, which is a 12-point plan utilizing Kendra's law, which is a mandated outpatient treatment. It's a state law that we have that we could be utilizing more to help individuals get the help that they need, investing in supportive housing. If we do something like that, like supportive housing, not only does it actually save money because it's much less expensive than hospitalization or jail, because a lot of these individuals are continually going back and through the justice system, never getting any type of assistance for their core underlying issue. So we have an opportunity, I think, to change the way the city is looking at mental illness and making sure that the most severely mentally ill, the 4% of that population, those who have schizophrenic, those who have severe bipolar disorder, get the help that they need, and also make sure that they're not going to be a threat to other people. So this is overall a public safety issue. But unfortunately, we're reading too often about this. Now, the incident that occurred, the awful tragedy that occurred in the Bronx at the Wildlife Conservation School, that is, I think, a result of, you know, no disciplinary action under this mayor. We are seeing that students feel that it's okay to bring in weapons, it's okay to bring in drugs, it's okay to disrespect and assault even your teachers and principals. Bullying is not being punished. And they've done away with the whole disciplinary system in our public schools. And I think that has contributed to this I can do whatever I want and nothing's going to happen to me attitude. And this, unfortunately, started off as a, what we're hearing is a bullying incident, and it had escalated and escalated until this horrific tragedy occurred. So that coupled with the unwillingness by this administration to put patrols in schools that are troubled, or add metal detectors in schools which where there are issues, I think is what we saw take place here. I actually had put forward a plan in my education plan when we talk about safety, talking about having retired police who are not in uniform and plain clothes that patrol and work with the public safety officers in the most severe or the more troubled schools, like this school. Half the kids don't even show up for the class. They have chronic absence. 19% of the teachers were saying they don't feel safe in that school, and that was last year when that survey was taking place. And yet this administration did nothing to try to help the situation. And when I proposed what I proposed, the mayor's office had ridiculed my idea. And now what we see is, of course, the mayor's always reactive. But the idea is to always be proactive to prevent something from happening, not to be reactive and now say we're going to do sweeps, we're going to add detectors. And that's the unfortunate thing. And you know, it's very sad for the entire city, particularly for those that attend the school, and, of course, the families that now have a loss.
That totally makes sense, and I'm so glad that you have those specific proposals in place, because the voters of New York need to know that their mayor cares, particularly about the welfare of the students and the teachers that are in the schools. Last night, Nicole Malliotakis, there was a bit of a dust-up at the mayor's town hall meeting, and some Puerto Rican New Yorkers of Puerto Rican descent, felt very put out that he has made a big deal about supporting Puerto Rico, but some of the rezoning stuff that he's put forward is literally going to price the current Puerto Rican families that live in those neighborhoods out of where they have spent most of their life in East Harlem. What's your reaction to the zoning feud that the mayor finds himself in today?
Well, I think it's the way he handled himself. You know, look, when I'm elected, I'm going to have my town hall at the beginning of my administration, not at the end of my term. And he's doing this as a reelection ploy to finally get his face out there. The idea that just a couple of weeks ago was the first time he appeared in Coney Island following Hurricane Sandy, which was 5 years ago, to me is absolutely outrageous. And it just shows, again, that he has an I don't care attitude about doing his job. I have seen some of the footage from these town halls, and he's very disrespectful. He's very condescending to constituents. It's the same way that he often treats the media. He feels he's not accountable. He doesn't have to respond and answer questions, and it's very dismissive. And I think that that's not what people want in a mayor. They want a mayor who's going to be honest with them, who's going to engage with them. And I think the issue, the way they govern, it's they have a we're going to jam this stuff down your throat attitude instead of actually embracing and working with the communities to see what their needs are. What do they want? What do they need in their community? And how can we improve their lives? Because you can't have a cookie cutter approach to governing where, you know, what works in Manhattan may not work on Staten Island. What works in Brooklyn may not work in Queens or the Bronx. So it has to be, I think, a more local approach, including the stakeholders. What we know from this administration is he's got a cushy relationship with developers, with lobbyists. We saw
In other words, we call those conflicts of interest. Nicole Malliotakis, congratulations on the launch of the new TV ad today. We don't have time to play it now, but we'll get to it in the days to come. Best wishes as you continue to fight the good fight, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming right back, a very big story from the White House. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is one from my library. And it's the book All the Places You Will Go.
All right, that was the First Lady. And she's been on this tear in the last few weeks of delivering books. Because her office is honoring a series of classrooms and schools across the country that are doing really well, and she has decided to honor these schools. And some part of the honor that they're getting is that she delivers a complete set of Dr. Seuss books for the local school's library. So I had not heard about this, and I'm scanning through the headlines today, and I see my friend Mandy Mayfield at the DC Examiner, and she posts something about it, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I posted it on Facebook, and a few hours later, I pull up FoxNews.com. It's the top news story of the day trending for the Fox News channel. And I didn't understand why this was such a big deal until I understood the response of one of the schools that had been involved in the program. The Massachusetts elementary school that was picked, the Cambridgeport Elementary School, was given the books, the Dr. Seuss books, as a, you know, because that school received the award for the, there's one in each of the 50 states. So the one in Massachusetts went to the Cambridgeport Elementary School. And the librarian at that school, her name is Liz Phipps Sorio, I think is her, or Soiro. So anyway, she gets the books and returns them. She explains that she rejects them, the books donated by the First Lady, because the publication's artwork, she says, contained racist mockery. The schools that get the books get Cat in the Hat, All the Places You'll Go, Green Eggs and Ham, and a few others. But she wrote in the letter to Trump, to Mrs. Trump, that the school could not accept the books. She said that they would not be keeping the titles for its collection at the public school library. She also said that we don't have a need for books. It was unclear if the school actually rejected the titles or if she just sent this letter. She continued in her letter, I work in a district that has plenty of resources and contributes directly to, quote, excellence. My students have access to a school library with over 9,000 volumes and a librarian with a graduate degree in library science. That would be her. She also said the books by Dr. Seuss contained illustrations steeped in racist propaganda. So Wiro wrote, another fact that many people are unaware of is that Dr. Seuss's illustrations, caricatures, harmful stereotypes, racist propaganda. If I ran a zoo and to think I saw it on Mulberry Street are clear racist mockery in Seuss's artwork. Now, what's interesting about all of this is that while this librarian with an attitude is sitting there giving Melania Trump, who's doing this in every state, she's giving these books and she's emphasizing the importance of reading, and she's trying to get kids to read, and she's doing a good job. It's drawn a lot of attention to the overall issue. And getting brand new Dr. Seuss books, I mean, if you're a school library, there's a good chance your school could use those, because it's one of those are classics. But this better than everybody else in the room librarian. She also, in the letter, went on to denounce Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on her school choice initiative. See, it's all agenda. It has nothing to do with the actual overture made by the White House. It has nothing to do with the actual good that could be accomplished by the First Lady using her platform to shine a light on the need to get our kids reading more. And picking her son's favorite Dr. Seuss books to give to schools across the country is a sweet gesture. Why does this librarian have to be a meh? Most likely because she's a lonely, pathetic human being. She closed the letter by saying she was honored that her school was chosen and that the gesture would have been wonderful had it been better thought out. Oh, guess what, by the way? She was photographed holding a whole bunch of Dr. Seuss books about a year ago.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints. A new pastor's first assignment, to close a struggling church.
You're to sell the church, ain't you?
The fact is, you had 12 people in that church today.
Jesus had 12 people. He done all right, didn't he?
Refugees searching to find a new home.
What do you think will happen to them when we leave?
Let's keep them in our prayers and ask for God's help.
Aren't you God's hope?
From a seed of faith grows hope.
I think God spoke to me. He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
That voice you hear, be sure it's God's voice, not your own.
Starring John Corbett.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you?" You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, stay tuned. My final thoughts for the entire week coming up next. But before we go anywhere, it's time to check in on what's going on Broadway and in the world of entertainment. And there's no one that keeps their ear to the ground closer for us on that than our very own Michael Riedel, who will be heard at this microphone tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. here in New York. If you're in the area, AM 970 The Answer. If you're online, AM970TheAnswer.com. You, too, can hear the great Michael Riedel of the New York Post. As I now like to announce, the only living extinct creature I know.
It's me, the last of the Broadway columnists.
That's it. You're the only Broadway columnist in America.
The only newspaper columnist.
I think you
left.
Should take me to your public events, Michael, and let me make, you know, like the grand announcement. Like we did at the remote last week.
Yeah,
you know,
that was like, fun.
Come gather around. See the extinct bird that is Michael Riedel.
I'm going to wear my Walter Winchell scoop hat.
There you go. Hey, big show tomorrow. I want to talk about it in a second because I'm kind of excited about what your subject matter is. But I want to get into your column. By the way, friends, if you're listening, he writes for the New York Post. How many times a week? 2 times a week? 3 times a week?
I got a column twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays.
And sometimes you even pop a third one in there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I do big Sunday feature stories on just stuff that I like. I will soon be interviewing Ivana Trump. She's got a book.
I heard. Now, yeah. you don't have to confirm or deny this. I heard that she was you're the only person in all of the New York Post staff that she would speak to.
She requested me. She said, I'll do an interview with a Post, but I would like to be interviewed by Michael because I can't claim we're best friends, but I know her socially. And she's really charming, and I've had a lot of fun with her over the years. And the book is not political. It's called Raising Trump, and it's about her raising the kids. And
right.
she says in the book, and she's told me, she said, Donald had nothing to do with raising the children. He didn't meet them until they were adults. She's the one. And Ivanka's terrific. And
sure,
it's largely due to Ivana's bringing them up.
How much is Ivanka like her mom?
I have not met Ivanka, so I really can't say, but I do know that Ivana is proud of all three of the kids and adores the grandchildren.
Well, they've turned into superb human beings. Like
they're terrific. Yeah.
They just can't. I mean,
you can imagine they could have been unbelievably spoiled brats, but they carry themselves off very well.
Well, I heard that, and maybe this is just hearsay. So if it is, I apologize. But what I've heard is that Donald took them out on like the construction sites and stuff when they were little, and they saw like the process of what it is to build something from the ground up.
And I remember, you know, Ivana always said, and she said in her book too, that, you know, those kids had to go out and make a living.
Yeah.
They were not going to be spoiled by throwing money at them. They had to go out and they had to accomplish things and do things.
Well, and you look at the heirs and heiresses to all the other, you know, big kind of New York empires, you know, the Hiltons and the Kardashians and those types of people that have lived. And you see like how their spawn kind of turned out. And you're like, these Trump kids, they did something a little different because they're all respectable.
Yeah, totally.
It's interesting.
I mean, some people might prefer Ivanka in the White House to her dad.
Well, you know, we could probably do a lot worse. But that's a different topic altogether. And your advertisers don't want me to talk to you about politics. Let me get into your column, though, because Marion Seldes is
a
real beloved Broadway icon.
She died.
Something terrible is about to be released.
I mean, Marion Seldes, she was a wonderful, wonderful actress. She died a few years ago.
What was her best role on Broadway?
She was in a wonderful Edward Albee play off-Broadway called Three Tall Women. I believe she was in A Delicate Balance, another Albee play. She was closely identified with the plays of Edward Albee. And she was married to Garson Kanin, who wrote Born Yesterday.
And she did a lot of film work because
she did.
You would recognize her.
Completely. But, you know, at the end of her life, she had Alzheimer's, and she had agreed to let this movie maker, I use the term loosely, into her life to kind of talk – when her mind was together, to talk about her career and on the stage and whatnot.
Unfortunately, though, she got the Alzheimer's and lost her mind. But he kept shooting. He kept filming. And he's made this movie that she could never consent to because she lost it. And now he showed it for a week in L.A. And some people in theater who saw it are just beside themselves with anger. They want to stop this movie from being released because it shows this beautiful, elegant, wonderful woman the end of her life when she didn't know who she was. I mean, it's a really cruel, cruel thing to do. So I took up the cause in my column, and I've since heard, people are really very upset about it and are putting a lot of pressure on this guy not to release this movie.
Yeah, well,
seems totally unfair. How can you show a woman that she didn't even know what's going on in the last 2 years of her life? She just sat there completely out of it. Why would you want to do a movie about that?
Well, it's somebody who doesn't have a name that's trying to make one.
Yeah, totally, yeah, totally.
That kind of thing.
Really,
that's too bad.
Grisly story, I think.
Well, let's shift gears on something much more positive. Tomorrow, Herman Woke is the subject of your conversation. Now, you're having on your publisher who also publishes.
Yeah, John.
The 102-year-old celebrated author?
Herman Woke is 102 years old. John Karp, head of Simon & Schuster, my publisher, and also Herman Woke's publisher. And, you know, I've started a book club on my show because in my real book club, we're reading Herman Woke's very funny novel, Don't Stop the Carnival. So I happened to mention it on air a couple of weeks ago, and I got a lot of emails from people saying, geez, how do I join your book club?
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I've got him reading Herman Woke's Don't Stop the Carnival, and John Karp is on tomorrow talking about Herman Woke, who is 102, living in Palm Springs, still writing, and sends emails to John Karp saying, I'm working on a book. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. I just want you to know that I'm working. And I mean, you know those novels, The Winds of War, War and Remembrance, The Caine Mutiny. I mean, Marjorie Morningstar, great, great, gripping novels.
In the cast of television miniseries that have ever been made, War and Remembrance and Winds of War have got to be the number one and two of all time.
Yep.
And what they did with combining his fictional characters with real-time historical events and marrying the storylines, it's just astounding.
Yeah, wonderful. I saw it as a kid. I was in love with Ally McGraw.
Oh, who wasn't?
She was so beautiful. And remember Jan Michael Vincent? There's a name from the 70s and 80s you haven't heard of.
Airwolf or whatever it was.
And Polly Bergen.
Of course, above all of that, beef, it's what's for dinner. Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum. He's
one of his best roles. You talk about a guy that cut a figure in a uniform. That guy looked like the
Pug
part.
Pug Henry.
Yeah.
Naval admiral.
You know, okay, so while we're on this silly subject, when they went to the War and Remembrance, you know, they changed out a lot of characters. So who was the better Jewish daughter, Ally McGraw or Jane Seymour, in your opinion?
Ooh, that's tough because they're both so beautiful. I would say the better actress, Jane Seymour.
Well, I didn't ask that.
The better actress is Jane Seymour.
See,
I was in
love with Ally McGraw.
I was in love with Ally McGraw, too. I actually did fall in love with Jane Seymour, too, when she was the Bond girl in Live and Let Die with Roger Moore.
Yeah, but I mean, well, we can argue about this off the air.
The merits of Ally McGraw and Jane Seymour.
Tomorrow morning, don't miss him, 9 a.m. on The Town. You go on The Town with Michael Riedel. You'll never know what you'll run into. Maybe some good wine, maybe a great book, maybe the inside scoop on the Broadway shows. Right here in New York on AM 970, The Answer. Mike, good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. Final Friday Thought next.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. You've heard me for weeks telling you that I'm getting better sleep than I've ever gotten before because of MyPillow. MyPillow was just awarded the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is the world's most comfortable pillow because their patented interlocking fill conforms to my unique shape, resulting in the most restful sleep I've ever had in my life. And MyPillow stays cool throughout the night. They guarantee it for 10 full years not to go flat. In addition, you can just throw it in the washer dryer and keep it nice and fresh for years to come. And now a better reason for you to try MyPillow 50% off of all products at MyPillow.com. That includes all sizes of pillows, the fabulous bed topper that revolutionized my lovely bride's sleep, and everything else 50% off. And if you can't check them out online, then give them a call. The number is 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. And most important of all, use the promo code KMC. Promo code KMC.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Little screen to Adams. Ooh, he got popped in the face.
Oh my.
Mountgarden comes out and they're asking for help right away.
Jim, oh no.
And a flag.
That looked bad.
That was the hit on Davante Adams in last night's NFL game between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears on CBS football coverage. And, you know, here we are another weekend and the questions all surrounding, oh, what's going to be done? What's, you know, how are the protests going to go down, et cetera? Well, you know, last night was interesting because Aaron Rodgers, former league MVP and the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, had said, well, we want to do something different. And I got to give it to both teams. Both the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers stood for the national anthem. Not a single player on either team took a knee, and I was happy about that. Now, what's going to happen this weekend? Who knows? Are we going to have, you know, at the Bucks-Giants game, and the Giants, you know, goodness, can they win one? This could be as good a chance as they're going to get. The Jets are playing the Jaguars, who are just red hot. They are not the Jacksonville team of old, that's for sure. They're 2-1, and they've had some big wins over some unexpected teams. But you know, Jets won their first game last week, so there could be some surprises in the bag. I think the Redskins, they're playing Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going to pummel them, but. But my point about Davante Adams goes to a deeper level, because while that injury, that hit, and he was literally carried off the field by stretcher because a Chicago Bear player came in and hit him head to head full speed, and he was penalized and he may be suspended and some other things. But there was another part of the Davante Adams story last night that I wanted people to know about. And it was this, that on CBS last night, when they did the national anthem, and I pulled off the screenshot of this and I put it on the social media today, in the midst of all the Packers players just arm in arm, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with the arm in arm. As long as you're not taking a knee and disrespecting the flag during the anthem, if you don't want to put your hand over your heart or salute or whatever like that, I'm not going to hold that against you. But if you're standing at attention and paying respect, I give you credit. But if you look at the center of the picture that I posted, and you go all the way to the center of the screen, it's number 17. It's Mr. Davante Adams. And later in the game, he would have that double hit on his head and be carried off in a stretcher. But in this picture, during the national anthem, this African-American player not only is not kneeling, he has his hand proudly over his heart. Good on you, Davante. Good on you. And we're glad to see on your Twitter feed this afternoon that you're out of the hospital, back home, and saying prayers. Thanks for all the prayers. Thank you. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.